Number four, she wears number six. Cuts and misses at the first pitch, strike one. Oh, and one is the count on Ava Jackson. Runner at third. She puts down a bunt right in front of the plate. They pick it up and throw to first for the out, but here comes a run to score, and Escanaba takes the lead, 5-4.
It's a good bunt from number six. Now with the bat.
That's what you do, right?
Ava
Rhino. Just move the runners along, and the sacrifice, when you get that leadoff double, and you can get it over to third with less than two outs, that's the play. And Escanaba regains the lead here. 5-4. Ava Rhino, the next batter. She tied her own shoe. She didn't have to have one of the coaches do it for her, like the St. Clair girl did. Rhino, an RBI single, her only time up. She's a left-handed batter. Goes back into the box with Escanaba leading 5-4 here in the top of the fourth inning. State quarterfinal softball game from Marquette. Escanaba playing St. Clair from District 7. This pitch in the dirt back to the screen for ball one. Georgetown defeated Alpena. Bullock Creek defeated Marquette. So Georgetown will play Bullock Creek at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on one field. And Grosse Pointe will play the winner of this game on the other field at 10. They'll have a break and then play the state championship game at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And then somebody will be on their way by this time tomorrow to Indiana. The Central Regional. That pitch upstairs to Ava Rhino, ball two. There's no more going through runs allowed and any other tiebreakers. There's none of that. You just win and you go. You lose and you're done. Just three wins in bracket play gets you to Indiana. Right now, we're halfway through this one. 5-4, Escanaba leading. Two out, nobody on base. Rhino takes inside and low, ball three. Kohler Hayes on deck if Ava keeps this inning going. Thanks to all of our sponsors for giving us the ability to put these games on the air, paying travel expenses. We haven't had anything in Delta County. It's all been on the road. It's a wild pitch and a wild one at that. On ball four. So Rhino goes down to first, and Kohler Hayes will be the batter.
Number 21, Kohler Hayes.
Been doing all the district games in Dickinson County and the Legion games in Marinette and state tournament here in Marquette. For the girls, we'll be up here for a Legion state tournament. Ground ball hits slowly to second, and Kohler Hayes is out on a 4-3 putout. The leadoff double by Parlato, though, gets Escanaba going. They are able to move her around, and at the end of 3 1/2, it's Escanaba 5 and St. Clair 4, and we're back in 90 seconds.
We're the key to buying and selling. G Realty Delta County. Unlock the door to your perfect place. We'll help you find just the right space. Call the experts in Realty. You'll get better marketing strategies. We're the key to buying and selling. G Realty Delta County.
If your vehicle is in need of some TLC under the hood, choose Advanced Tech Services Center of Escanaba. From an oil change to a major overhaul, Advanced Tech provides exceptional service for all makes and models. Featuring state and ASE certified technicians and conveniently located in the heart of Escanaba's major shopping area, alongside Walmart and behind Drifter's Restaurant. For more information, visit AdvancedTechUP.com or search Advanced Tech on Facebook. It's Advanced Tech Services Center of Escanaba.
Time is measured in so many ways. It can be the hardest thing to get through some days. Simple acts of kindness can help those struggling. You'll be amazed how easy it is to put a smile on someone's face. A simple gesture that you give to someone may make it their best day in a long time. Even those that seem to have everything together need kindness. Find time for daily acts of kindness and watch the awesomeness unfold. A message from your friends at Crawford Funeral Homes.
It's Clara Schneider leading off for St. Clair here in the fourth inning. Escanaba leading 5-4. The first pitch comes in and hits her. Fastball that she was trying to pitch her inside and pitched her too far inside.
Now up to bat, number 13, Leia Kasbersky.
So it's Leia Kasbersky coming up now, and they will be in a bunting situation with the leadoff runner aboard, and the bottom of the order is up, 5-4, Escanaba leading by one. Back and forth game. And she does bunt. This is a good bunt. Third baseman picks it up, throws her out. Runners take it off for third. And the throw there, and they got her by plenty. It'll be a sacrifice. 5-3 on the sacrifice, but then 3-5 on the out.
Now up to bat, number 20, Brooklyn Kern.
Hey, two out, let's get it.
Brooklyn Kern, the batter. She's the number 9 hitter in their 10-person batting order. She pops it up, first base side. It'll head out of play. So Escanaba 5, St. Clair 4, bottom of the fourth inning here in Marquette. Strike on the outside corner. The changeup, she just lobbed it up there, and the girl was going to swing, changed her mind, and now she's kicking around in that right-handed batter's box. That one down the middle, fouled over the little Eskimo tent to our right. And strike three will end the bottom of the fourth inning. We have played 4 here in Marquette. Escanaba 5, St. Clair 4, and we're back in 9.
Vision, the simplicity of flying local, the comfort of being close to home. Now open your eyes and see yourself at Delta County Airport. Your getaway to the world. Start your journey at flyesc.com.
One size fits all. That may be all right for an adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one-size-fits-all strategy. Hi, I'm Cheryl Raines, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. My most important goals are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs so I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Stop by my office at 843 North Lincoln Road in Escanaba. Knowing you, that's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Escanaba bats in the fifth inning. Bren Lucas leading off. Swung and missed at the first pitch. This one's in the dirt. She'll pass up and take it for ball one. Cameron Cody still in the circle for St. Clair. She has allowed 7 base hits in the game. This one off the end of the bat, fouled over the cheering Escanaba cheering section on the first base side and toward one of the other fields. Two strikes. Here's the pitch to her, and it's down low. 2-2 now the count on Bryn Lucas. She is batting in the number 11 spot in the order for Escanaba. Taylor Williams will follow here in the fifth inning. That one up and in, almost hit her, ball three. So 3-2 the count on Bryn Lucas. Fought off another one and fouled it near the other softball field. We are on the main field here with the large scoreboard.
You got this, Bryn.
Nice backdrop of trees. People, plenty of places to sit with their lawn chairs. Another foul ball. Straight back.
In a fight, Brad.
Yeah, off of St. Clair's camera that they have up on the backstop. Still 3-2 on Bryn Lucas, leading off the fifth inning for Escanaba. And that's down low. That was a good walk. She really worked for that. And she'll go down to first.
Taylor Williams.
And Taylor Williams, the batter. And guess what? We're in a bunting situation here. With that runner at first, nobody out. And the number 12 hitter at the plate. Fouls that one straight back. Escanaba 5, St. Clair 4, Little League Softball State Tournament quarterfinal game. Cody is ready. She delivers. Swung on it, bounced to second. She tags her and then throws to first, and they get a double play. Oh, did she miss the tag? She missed the tag, so that's... Okay. We go to the top of the order with a runner on second. She missed the tag, and therefore it works like a bunt then. So, Izzy Perriman, 0-for-2 in the game. First pitch to her, late swing and a miss. Actually, foul tipped it. Strike one on Perriman. 5-4. Fifth inning. State quarterfinal softball game. This pitch popped up foul. So two strikes on her with Grand Champ on deck. Izzy Perriman back in the box. Here we go. With two strikes on her. She swings and bounces at the first. It stays fair. They'll tag her. The other runner goes to third. So now,
Braylon Grandchamp.
Well, wild pitch would do it.
Drive it through, Braylon.
So Grandchamp comes to the plate. She's already got one hit in the game. Upstairs with the pitch, ball one. Escanaba 5 and St. Clair 4. Escanaba trying to tack on a run with a runner at third and two down here in the fifth inning. And she pops it up. That is a foul ball, and we'll go through the whole thing again.
All right, Braylon.
Braylon Grandchamp. Two out, runner at third. This would be clutch if they can get a run here. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled away right side. 1-2 will be the count on Braylon Grandchamp. Runner at third, two out for Escanaba. Escanaba leading St. Clair by a run. Upstairs with that pitch. So it goes to 2-2 on Braylon Grandchamp. Now we're ready. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. And that's the inning. So Escanaba gets a runner to third but cannot bring her in. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Escanaba 5, St. Clair 4. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent
of our community. For more information, just call, stop by, or visit SkratskyFuneralHomes.com.
Skratsky Family Funeral Homes.
All right, it's the 10 1 and 2 batters in the order for St. Clair. Allie Roberts, Macy Kerbert, and Mariana Mullins. As Escanaba leads 5-4, but St. Clair has the advantage now.
Now up to bat number 12,
they have
Allie Roberts.
Six outs to play with here, and they just need one to tie, two to take the lead. Roberts facing Ava Jackson, who's gone the whole way in the circle for Escanaba. She's trying to butt her way on and bunts it foul, and the bottom of the fifth inning is underway. Escanaba trying to make the final four. A win here would put him up against Grosse Pointe in a rematch tomorrow morning. Here's a bunt and caught! Right at the plate by Kohler Hayes. And there's one out. It's the second time they've tried that, and she's caught them both. They've not been able to put the bunts down like Escanaba has. This pitch looked like it was close, but it was a little bit outside. So ball one on Kerbert. That one is in for a strike at the letters. Even up 1-1 on their number one hitter, who's 0-2 in the game. Escanaba made four errors early in the game that helped St. Clair get some runs. There's a foul ball behind us, and so that'll make the count 1-2. Escanaba 5, St. Clair 4. Here's the pitch upstairs, a changeup. And the count is 2-2. One out and nobody on base for St. Clair, bottom of the fifth inning. Here at the state tournament in Marquette. The 2-2 pitch inside, ball three. St. Clair won all of their pool play games. Escanaba went 2-1. This pitch in the dirt, ball four. So a one out walk. We'll bring up Mullins.
Mariana
Mullins had a base hit with an error attached her first time up, struck out swinging her second time. Tying run at first for St. Clair here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Fake bunt steal, throw down to second, and the tag, and could not quite get her. She had a decent throw, but it ended up being a little late. And so the tying run is in scoring position for St. Clair here in the fifth inning. Our home plate umpire will dust off the dish as Mariana Mullins, the left-handed batter, gets back in for St. Clair. Jackson was going to pitch, but the umpire was not behind the plate yet, and says, hang on a minute, I'm not there yet. This one swung on and hit high in the air to right field, and it's caught. Here's the tag. Runner is going to third, but a nice grab out in right field. And I think that's Izzy out there, but they were moving girls around. So tying run at third, their pitcher, Cody, at the plate. Are they going to ask the umpire if she left second early? They're going to go and talk to the infield umpire, or one of them. Escanaba is appealing right now that the St. Clair runner left second base early on that long high fly ball to right field off the bat of Mullins. That's worth a try. 5-4, Escanaba leading. And I don't think they're going to give it to us. So the umpire goes back into his position. Todd Milkowitz goes back into the dugout. Here we go. With their number three hitter at the plate. First pitch to Cody. Strike one, in at the letters. Cameron Cody, their pitcher. She is 2-for-2 in the game, although one of them was an infield base hit. Tying run at third for St. Clair here in the fifth inning. Swung on and drilled. Up the gap, into left center, all the way to the fence. Run scores. Into second is Cody with a double. We're tied at five. Nothing cheap about that one, boys. She squared up on it. And her third hit of the game, and we're back to even. And now they have to deal with Mackenzie Becker, their cleanup hitter, who had a two-run hitter last time up. 5-5, bottom of five. Strike one on the inside corner from the pitcher, Ava Jackson. Becker. Swung on and hit high in the air to shallow right field, and coming out, making the grab from second base. Big, big grab by Grand Champ to end the inning. So that saved a run right there. We go to the sixth inning. Everything is even. It's a one-inning game now for a spot in the final four. Tied at five. We're back in 60 seconds.
Does peace of mind have a name? Can confidence and trust be summed up in a word or two?